Problem. Hi, good morning, Lisa. Welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning, Andrea. How are you? It's
I'm
nice
doing
to
very
see
well,
you.
thank you. Super
Great.
busy, but very well. Thanks. And you?
Excellent. Hi, this is Lisa from Ventures in Agriculture, and I'm here with Andrea again. We're moving forward on the process of doing the work on the Masseria I have here in Puglia. And we were just talking about the steps in the process. He has samples of my soil and my water finally, because I have power there now, and we were able to get the water out of the well. And he wanted to share some things about what the process is. It's not just from a technology perspective, it is from a spiritual perspective and how the earth is. So Andrea, I'd love to hear a little bit more about this and what you're envisioning with these next steps are in this whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you again. Thank you so much. I will share some little slide because we love to work, especially with some people like Alan Moore or Marco Pogacnic. We work a lot on this concept of spirit of the nature. With Pietro, we did also some workshop online and workshop live. And this part is opening the co-creation of the environment you can create in your farm, in your garden, in your little place with the knowledge and what we learn from Alana Moore especially, and also Marco Pogacnic. So we can combine the spirit design, the spiritual part in our garden to accelerate the connection with the nature. And so we started several years ago to work in this way, combining the geobiology part, especially, and the radiesthesia part, because it is essential to develop your own talent, to understand your connection, and to increase your intuitivity, etc. And then we can really create a super energetic place like this, with the art part, also including the artistic parts, the energetic parts, and I really love the possibility to create your stone circle in your garden, and to give another view of the story with healing place, not only production of food, but really healing places where the people are going to relax, meditate, and share the knowledge, understanding the potential and the talents we have in our mission. Okay. So the idea exactly is to work on the sample, to work on a design for your place, and to create a first workshop with the basic of energetic agriculture, electroculture. So we can start with the basic, explaining and installing what is needed in there.
So Andrea, can you say, you've said that word worship a couple times. Can you just explain what you mean by that? Because I think that's going to be really interesting for people to understand.
Can you repeat again?
I said, you say the word worship as you go through this process of getting into electroculture, permaculture. Can you explain what you mean by that so people understand?
I don't understand the word because the line was
Worship, worship. I was
workshop.
saying
Ah,
worship. Describe that.
okay.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
it's the workshop is a weekend or 2 days course where we teach the theoretical part, and we do a lot of practice to put in place real things. So you can go back home and you can start immediately the to put in practice and to experiment. So workshop, it's a training with theoretical parts and
Got
with practical parts and the installation.
it.
So we can leverage on your products to explain the theoretical parts behind, and we will show step by
Perfect.
step the real installation stuff. So
Perfect.
everybody can make it. So coming back to the spiritual parts, let's say, you see, I really love all the job explained by Eric Oldfield, that is part of the Kirlian evolution photography. So we can see with some filters the energy of a place. We can see, like in this picture right down, there is a face inside a megalithic place. So we can really see other dimension form of life. This is wow. This is a face. You see a pentagon face inside a megalithic place. And we can interact with these spirits through the sensibility, the radiesthesia in particular. And I would like to do this kind of teaching in the second workshop. So the idea is to start with a basic introduction for electroculture, energetic agriculture, doing the installation in your place, and to do another workshop maybe at the end of the year, where we teach the sensitive permaculture, and everybody can apply the geobiology and the sensitive approach made by Alana Moore in their place. So we can do a simple design altogether for every location, and so we can establish a connection with the spirit of the place. So the idea is to do multiple workshop, and to also to have regular meeting, and keep under control, observation, what's happened in the location. Okay, so
terrific.
We can grow together step by step, and show more, like exactly I was explaining, that the majority of this knowledge is coming from Alana Moore, that she's coming every year in my place. We have very soon a new workshop next week. We started the translation of Sensitive Permaculture, that is a book explaining this approach. Now is available in Italian. And we have all the documentary available also by Alana Moore, all the documentary where you can learn how to make a power tower, how to make a stone circle, interviewing rhabdomancy people and energetic agriculture since more than 20 years ago in Australia, in Asia Pacific and Europe. So there's a lot of knowledge. We love to teach this approach through courses, live courses, and especially explaining the power we have in our hands.
Right.
The sensibility. So we do a lot of exercise, practical things, and everybody can make a big jump in this ability to understand. What is interesting is that this methodology is used in many parts of the world. And so it's very easy. We can design our place with this knowledge, and we can show real example. Like this is the Findorn story in Scotland. That started in 1976, showing the power of the man interacting with the nature, working on the artistic part of the human, working on the interconnection with the spiritual plates. And so we can replicate this experience in our place, doing exercise, doing a prana with the plants, because we really interact with the environment. And as I said, we can count on 50 and more percent of our power to influence the material world. It's not only an antenna, or it's not only the geotherapy helping the environment, but it's mainly our energy. And it's important through this workshop to leverage the level of the people in order to understand the interconnection, the power we have with the plants. Okay. So I will work a lot to explain these parts. And example like Findorn, that till now it's one of the most sustainable place in the world, with very low carbon impact, are a good example for us, and we can take all the knowledge in our place. This is another story. For instance, in Mexico, it's an incredible guy called Jose Carmen in Valle de Santiago in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And he's creating super strong, wow, big vegetables. Okay. Like, and he was challenged many times by standard agronomist, and he won for many, many years with 2,000% more production. So, like,
2,000%, that's extraordinary. So
they did a comparison, okay? Mm-hmm. He was using his technique, that is mainly working with the spirit of the place, speaking with the plants,
right,
asking all the plants, and he was producing 110 ton onion per hectares production. And the others, agronomists with standard solution, they were making really nothing compared to him. And this happened in 1973, and happened again for many years. He, wow, was always doing from 200 to 2,000% more with his technique. Wow. Working, you see, wow, big beets, onion, big beterraves, incredible cabbage, 45 kilos, and 3 or 5 ton per hectares of beterraves.
Mm-hmm.
Really big, wow, records, and 2,000% extra on cabbage, 106 ton. Against the agronomist, they did only 6 ton per hectare, and he was doing 106. And when people asking, how is it possible? Okay, because I speak with the plants. This is the answer. I ask to the plants what they want. I ask how they want to be treated. I speak with the spirit of the place, etc. So this is the way we developed our approach. And thanks to Alana Moore, that she's a pioneer in this approach. She teach all over Europe and the world,
mm-hmm,
this approach. And like you see now, is using a pendulum with a stone and a rope to identify the right spot to do a kind of acupuncture of the earth, mm-hmm, like we do with the menhirs or the towers. Is using another technique with a disc, but we do exactly the same with our approach. And there are examples like this. So in the second workshop, would be nice to teach all these parts. And these are 100 years ago result by electroculture Christoph Law that we replicate in 2022. Big spinach leaf, super big, like 40 centimeters.
Yeah.
Or a super big cabbage, we replicate it. In this day, I posted also the dandelion leaf was 55 centimeters in my place here. I have asparagus 2 meters and 80. So we can really work with the nature, with the energetic agriculture, but especially with our consciousness. That's the point I want to leverage, to show that when we have this superfood with no chemicals, we have really 3 times, even 10 times more nutrient factors that are so helpful for us to increase our connection with the nature, to stay healthy, okay, and to help the nature to resist also in the climate change. That's another important.
Well, to resist the changes that are in the climate. That's interesting. Andrea, do you do anything? I mean, these are amazing results, but is there anything done differently with the seed before you plant anything? Are they original seeds? Are they still this genetically modified seed? Could you talk a little about that?
Yeah, sure. The results, when you energize the seeds, there are approximately 20 techniques I can teach for seeds, seedling energization. Mm-hmm. Even in these days, I had a workshop here. I was teaching these techniques. And the experience we have, we have 11 years of experience with thousands of experiments done here and a lot of customers, because we have more than 400 customers. So the experience is that the more the seeds is ancient, or let's say natural, more the response will be faster. So you use the technique for seedling energization. If the seeds is an ancient seeds, is a natural seeds, the feedback and the response will be very fast. If the seed is modified, the answer will be very slow. And in some cases, these techniques are not working, are not working because the seeds is modified and it doesn't remember the effect of the magnetism, the electroculture, or the connection with the human, with our energy. We have tried to convert also some seeds that have been modified. And in some cases, after 3 years, more or less 3 years, so you do the first generation, the second generation, the third generation, the seeds go back in the previous, prehistorical configuration. Mm-hmm. And you can recover the ancient story memories, and again the seeds will come back and will be bigger. This is one of the reason the seeds that are going back, they are bigger. And but in many cases, when the seeds is too much manipulated, there are no results. So I advise you that if you work with manipulated seeds, they have lost the memories and they are not responding with this interaction with you, with the magnetic field, with the electrical field, with all the other stuff, because they have been so changed that they are responding only to certain situation that are not natural. Again, are not natural. From my point of view, the very important is the germination rate. I do a lot of experiments, mm-hmm. and the germination rate, it's so important because it gives you the ability of the plants to replicate the life in the time. So let's say you have 100% of germination rate, and this is happening with ancient seeds. 100 seeds, you do the energetic part with many ways, and you have 100 plants. Mm. When a seeds decrease the germination rates, it means that the energy is not so good, especially when you have a seeds that you cannot plant year after year, It's not good. It's not good. Well, we did test also with microwaves, with Wi-Fi. So the environment can strongly influence the germination rate.
Mm-hmm.
We see a decrease of germination, even zero germination.
Wow.
With electro smog so strong, the plants are not growing. And again, we did the test for germination to understand the power of these tools, but also the influence of the man, our energy, our prayers, intention, etc.
That's really interesting, because you're talking about a lot of people say that electroculture sometimes doesn't get any results. Maybe it really comes down to really understanding the seed that you're using first, because the techniques are only going to be helping when the seed is productive as well. Are you finding that to be true?
Yeah. One is the seed, okay? One could be the human factor, okay? So if you are convinced that is not working, is not working. So as I said in the previous recording, I had a big farm with greenhouses in the south of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
It was 6 hectare projects, and they used standard seeds, not ancient seeds.
Right.
They used people with a lot of churns. They were leaving the company. The boss was stressing a lot. And the results were so poor. Mm. Next, only 20 kilometers, same condition, same technology, but very different mentality approach of the people. It was a biodynamics farm. They had super results, okay? Not normal, super. 200% increase in the production, 30-40% nutrition factor increased, maybe 70% oils inside, essential oils on certain plants. So what is the difference? The seeds, the human, especially the human factor,
yeah,
and also the soil, okay? The soil is very important. This is why I do water and soil analysis, okay? Because if you don't have the right parameters in the soil, you can add all the technology that you want, but the energy will be stacked and the energy will not influence the plants.
Mm.
So you need to work step by step. And you need to understand this. From my point of view, I learn all this because I did a lot of projects every week. I do 1-2 projects in the field, and I refused to do projects where there are soil that are not transmitting the energy. For instance, you need to spend 3 to 5 years to regenerate the soil, and then we can apply the energy.
Wow. I think that's what you've just said is a testament to how much we've damaged the soil in many places where it can't be productive. But you're also, let's go back to that whole idea about intention, because I don't know, on my other channel, what we talk about is energetic healing. And I've been working with a woman who does energy healing, and I had had a big accident with my finger, what got caught into a food processor. And one of the things is there was an energy healing that someone gave me on this. And I was very careful to believe in it, and also to not look at it when it was really in bad condition, but only visualize it healthy. So I know, and the energy healers say that that's also a condition for human healing, is the belief that it will be done. And you're saying it's the same thing for our plants and our soil. That's very interesting.
Lisa, 50% and even more of the results are made by the human, not by the technology, even more probably. Okay, I have in my team a chef, he's a Michelin star chef, and he's applying the healing, the technique, the music, the frequency in the cooking. Okay, so we have in this workshop we will do next week is coming, and is do it. So you can really feel the taste if he's in a good mood or in a bad mood. You feel exactly the taste in the dish, in the ice cream, in the whatever he's cooking. If he's in a good mood, you feel a certain taste. If he's a bad mood, you feel it. And if you do the test in the restaurant, maybe you go outside, you can understand if the chef is in a good mood, in a bad mood.
Well, that's all part of life, which is so interesting. I wanted to ask one other question about the, you mentioned that you have the stonework around the gardens, and it's one of the things you and I talked about for my property. I have the intention of making it a sculpture garden, so integrating art with plant. But it sounds like you were doing circles. Are there particular shapes that are best suited for these types of things and stones? Maybe talk just a few minutes about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We did a lot of research on megalithic place, and especially in Sardinia, there in Italy, there are a lot of megalithic place that are very well conserved, very well preserved. And I work a lot with Alana Moore. Now we translate this book in Italian. So this is a Touchstone of Today. This is available in English. A Touchstone of Today is explaining the power of the rocks, is explaining how people were using megalithic plates for healing, for spiritual evolution, for a connection of other world, or for evolution in general, let's say.
Right.
And I found these things even in Sardinia, because they have a very strong ancient tradition. And now it will come out in a couple of weeks in Italian. And we will do a stone circle here in my place during the workshop, and we can do the same in your place. Mm-hmm. The majority of the sites that are available in every continent. In Africa, there are the biggest number of circles, okay, stone circle, they are in Africa. Then you found it, you can find it in America, in North America, South America, in Europe, and in Asia Pacific, in Australia. There are many of these. And they are aligned with stars. They are aligned with geographical points. And they have special stones, okay? Very special stones that resonates, vibrates, and they can do very special healing things. And so there are many testimonials of that, and the spirits loves this place. In the picture that I shown before, there is a face inside a megalithic place that we cannot see with the eyes, but with the photonic filter, we can see the invisible universe, like Harry Oldfield was saying.
That's wonderful. I was just in a place in the UK between Devon and Cornwall that had these megalithic stones as well. And people don't ever contemplate that it was for production of food or for supporting energies on that. They just think of it as just some other type of externally placed, or they don't understand what it could be, but it sounds like there's a real pattern globally of these stones and the placement of what they are. So that's very interesting.
And they are also, they are calendars, because the people were doing, were practicing events or like you have the 21st of June, they were doing spiritual things in this date, and all the stones are aligned, the light is coming inside in a certain way. And even in the water sacred place we have in Sardinia, there is a reflection of your shade. and you see you like a mirror. You are like a god. You have a mirror of your shade in the water. So all these places, they have multiple angles that we can explain. They are calendars, astrological calendars, also agriculture calendars, to do things with the earth, with the soil, or with the plants, and evolution of the people, spiritual step growing.
Right.
So there are multiple way to explain it, and this is a very ancient history that we can find in many books. So in this book, for instance, we have summarized many approaches, especially spiritual approaches, and it's very funny. Now, all these books are available in English, but we have also documentaries showing, explaining these things that are available in the Digital Academy. So people can see the documentaries made by Alanna, and they can see energetic agriculture, how to make a power tower, how to make a stone circle, how to create the celebration of the stone circles. And this is helping our connection with the nature. More we are connected, more we understand our potential and our ability to change the material world.
That's beautifully said, because as we look at it in every different thing that we do, so this is agricultural perspective, it's always the integration of the material world and the spiritual world that yields the greatest understanding and benefits. And I see that across everything that we're doing: politics, health, human health, animal health, plant life. All of this is, if you don't integrate the sort of the material world with the spiritual world, you really miss the potential of everything that we're doing. It's really, really well said that you're doing that.
And in my way, the approach is to explain the geomancy, first of all, because you can understand through the geomancy the earth energy, the cosmic energy, and everybody is able to find the water line, to find the energy of the sky, etc. And then using the radiesthesia, you can experiment a lot of questioning, investigation, and finding more and more interaction with the plants, with the trees, and all this path is helping to understand and to see results with our interaction. So people are really curious. They start. You need to be open. If you are skeptical, it doesn't work. But then you see the effect. You see super big plants. You see happening things, like animals are coming in your garden, in your healing place. You see the biodiversity is growing. You have a lot of sign from the sky.
All I can think about is the Disney movie Snow White, how she talks to the animals in the morning. It's like, maybe that's very true. You know, the belief that you can, and how you all work together. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And then in this weekend, I was teaching this part, and I had also tools so we can play music with the plants, for instance. Because the plants, they have an electroosmosis. When the plants is living with the leaves, they are moving electricity from the root till the leaves. So we can apply this tool, and the plants can start singing music.
Yeah.
When you touch the plants, the music is stopping. The plants want to understand who you are. And then the music starts again with a different rhythm, because your energy is connected with the plant's energy now. and the sound will be different. So you can understand easily that we interact continuously with the environment and we can influence the environment. I did also wine tasting with the sonic pyramid. And in 30 seconds, we can change the flavors, we can change the smell, and even sommelier chef, they are surprised. So we can explain how we can transform.
That's amazing. As I said, I know someone on the spiritual side who can also change the flavors of that. So I completely believe. Well, wonderful. Yeah. Well, Andrea, that's a wonderful start. So I know our next step in the process is you're working on the soil and the water samples, and we'll be back to everybody and going through your analysis and then our next steps on what it is. Before we end today, is there anything you want to share with people as we move forward to this next step in our process?
No, I really thank you because the first time we did the interview, we were incentivized to publish the Electroculture and Permaculture ebook. So now it's available on the website. And now there are other assets for free, like podcasts or many ebooks. So I really suggest to have a look at the site, www.elettromenocultura.com, and explore this world, and we will do a great workshop in your place, so we can invite people in Puglia if you are ready.
Terrific. We will. We'll do it. We'll have a good workshop there. Thank you so much. We'll put all of that information again. We'll put your contacts below as we post this video. But Andrea, thank you. And this is a wonderful, exciting journey that we are on to move forward and recreate the beauty of the land here in Puglia. So thank you so much. This is Lisa from Adventures in Agriculture with Andrea Denali. And I thank everybody. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Ciao.